The good news today is that the Year 7s will be back in the classroom from next week, when the more senior kids are back in the classroom and the primary kids. And a couple of weeks after that, the Years 8, 9 and 10 will be returning to face-to-face learning on October 26. What might they need to hear before they go back to class? It's been a weird year. Sharon Turner is school psychologist at Strathcona Girls Grammar in Canterbury. Sharon, thanks for telling us. What should I be saying to my kids if they're going back to the classroom?
Hi, Raph. First, I just want to say thank you very much for having me on your program today. I think it certainly is great news that we've got more students heading back to school next week. So that's, I think, fantastic for all of us in Melbourne who've been in lockdown, and hearing from kids, they're certainly excited about going back to school. And I think they're really eagerly awaiting that school return. So I think that's certainly wonderful news for that extra cohort that will be heading back to school. I think certainly we do know that some students might be a little bit apprehensive about heading back to school as well, and I think there are things that parents can be doing now to assist in that smooth transition back into the school environment and that on-site learning as well.
What do you think they'd be apprehensive about, Sharon?
Look, I think for some kids it might be about what will my friends be doing, how will I kind of fit back in and gel back in with friendship groups. For some it might be, have I kept up with the work? Am I okay when I come back to school? Am I going to know what everyone's up to? For some kids it might be some worries about leaving parents behind, because they have actually been at home with parents around them, supporting them both in their learning but also just having that presence. So there's quite a few things I think that can cause some kids to be feeling a little bit anxious about getting back. We've also obviously got COVID-19. So for some students, they might be a little bit more apprehensive heading back to school when there's this COVID that's around us as well. So there's a few things that can, I guess, lead to some of those just apprehensions about returning to school, or some worries as well.
So just the, not that the COVID fears aren't significant, and I'll come to that, but on the social fears, Sharon, what might be helpful for me to say to my child?
Look, I think on the social side, for me, one of the really important things that people can be doing now and parents can be doing is really just supporting students with building those connections now, particularly for students that are returning to school next week, but also for those in secondary schools that will be returning in the coming weeks as well. So there's a lot that can be done in terms of just reconnecting and connecting with friends. So for some students who might have sort of lapsed in terms of having those connections, now would be a really good time for parents to kind of step in and encourage that. So, you know, for those kids who might have friends within the 5-kilometre bubble, if you like, they might be able to go for a walk, for example, with a friend, or go for a bike ride, or meet up at the park, the playground, or kick a football or a soccer ball, or, you know, just spend some time throwing a frisbee. But for those that aren't within that 5K bubble, because not everyone obviously manages to meet that criteria that we've got here in Melbourne, you know, trying to make sure kids are, for example, chatting on Zoom or on the phone or connecting via whatever app that they're using, and so they're actually ready to move back into school with their friends and feeling connected, and that when they get back they're going to have a familiar face that they might have seen or chatted with recently.
It seems entirely rational as well, Sharon, to be worried about COVID-19 and to be mixing with a whole lot of people, especially if they're senior kids. What do you say to your child in that case?
I think certainly, to acknowledge that it is something that people are worried about, but there are lots of things that we can do and we do have some control over, and there are things that we can do to keep ourselves safe and to keep ourselves well. So the things like washing our hands, you know, the coughing and sneezing etiquette, and I think it really is a good opportune moment now to be having those discussions with our children, because being in a home environment, they haven't had to practice that to the same level and degree as what they will need to when they return to school. So normalising and just reminding them about that social distancing, for younger kids not sharing food, and for primary school kids as well, that, you know, some staff may be wearing masks, and for them not to be stressed by that, but just to be aware that that might in fact be the case. And I think certainly that there's that message that they can cope, that the numbers have decreased, that we certainly are managing it incredibly well in Melbourne, and I think they're very important messages to be sharing with kids, to acknowledge what's going on for them and the feelings of anxiety they might be feeling. And we sometimes talk about naming it to tame it. So Daniel Siegel from the USA talked talks about labelling the emotions. Mm. So just by the very fact of hearing a child's anxiety and hearing their worries about perhaps going back to school and COVID being present, and not necessarily in the school environment, but in our whole Victoria, if you like, just in our world at the moment, I think it is important for them to be able to name that and talk about it. And particularly for adolescents, you know, that's what we want to be encouraging with them, because if we can chat about it, we've then got a capacity to have a dialogue about how they would, yes, would move and cope moving forward.
You looking forward to seeing everyone again at school, all the kids?
Oh, absolutely. I was actually in at school today, and it's so quiet without the students. It really is so different. And some of the staff that I sort of chatted with today, both in online and also a couple that I did see in at school collecting resources, they are so eager to see the kids. They just can't wait for them to get back. They're really wanting to see their faces and to be there. So I think that's a message for parents as well, that the teachers are ready. They're ready, and they're waiting for students to come back and to be part of their school communities.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Sharon Turner, school psychologist at Strathcona Girls Grammar in Canterbury. Some of your texts: Year 7s really haven't made new high school mates yet. It's so tough to go back to what is essentially a new environment. That's from Claire. Yes, someone else texting: my Year 7's worried about what they will all talk about. And are they going to continue to shut down schools with positive cases for days while they clean? It's exciting to return, but nothing magic. That means we've moved into a new permanent return, sadly. Yeah, look.